This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. WHO pre-qualifies infant-friendly malaria treatment and new diagnostic tests. Editorially reviewed by Prorji P. Hakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence the World Health Organization pre-qualified a new artemether lumefantrine formulation designed specifically for infants in April 2026, alongside three novel rapid diagnostic tests for malaria. The regulatory approvals represent a significant step towards simplifying treatment protocols in sub-Saharan Africa, where malaria mortality remains concentrated among children under 5 years old. Key takeaways: WHO pre-qualified the first artemether lumefantrine formulation specifically formulated for infants in April 2026. Three new rapid diagnostic tests were simultaneously pre-qualified, expanding diagnostic capacity in resource-limited settings. The approvals address a critical gap in pediatric malaria treatment, where dosing and formulation constraints have limited options. Pre-qualification enables procurement by UN agencies and opens market access for manufacturers in endemic countries. Regulatory action at a glance. Four new WHO pre-qualified products for malaria treatment and diagnosis approved in April 2026. WHO pre-qualification impact: expanding pediatric malaria tools. New products approved in April 2026. By type and availability pathway, rapid diagnostic tests approved three artemether lumefantrine pediatric formulations. One source: WHO pre-qualification unit, April 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. Closing a critical pediatric treatment gap. Malaria treatment in infants has long posed a clinical challenge. Standard artemether lumefantrine formulations, while effective in older children and adults, are often difficult to dose accurately in infants due to their smaller body weight and pharmacokinetic differences. This new WHO pre-qualified formulation addresses that gap directly, according to reporting by The Lancet Infectious Diseases, April 2026. The approval signals confidence in the product's safety, efficacy, and quality standards, enabling purchase by the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, and other UN procurement mechanisms. Pre-qualification is not a clinical recommendation, but rather a regulatory pathway that certifies manufacturing standards and quality assurance. It does not imply that the product is superior to existing treatments. Rather, it confirms that the product meets international standards for safety and efficacy. The WHO pre-qualification process typically involves submission of dossiers, laboratory testing, and inspection of manufacturing facilities. Diagnostic capacity as the foundation of treatment access, the simultaneous pre-qualification of three rapid diagnostic tests reflects the reality that malaria treatment cannot be effective without accurate diagnosis. In many sub-Saharan African settings, parasitological confirmation remains limited by access to microscopy and polymerase chain reaction (PCR) testing. Rapid diagnostic tests provide point-of-care results within minutes, enabling treatment initiation at the community level. WHO's Global Malaria Program has prioritized diagnostic expansion as essential to the broader malaria elimination agenda, particularly in regions with high childhood mortality. The three newly pre-qualified tests represent diverse manufacturers and geographies, which typically increases supply stability and competition-driven pricing. Pre-qualification creates a streamlined pathway for these products to reach procurement agents and national malaria control programs in resource-limited settings. Market dynamics and manufacturing incentives: WHO pre-qualification serves a dual regulatory function. It assures quality to purchasers, and it opens markets for manufacturers. Manufacturers in endemic countries, particularly in India, Kenya, and other regional hub economies, have strong incentives to develop and pre-qualify new formulations and diagnostics, knowing that pre-qualification unlocks access to major procurement pathways. This encourages competition, which historically drives down prices and improves availability. The artemether lumefantrine combination remains one of the most widely used artemisinin-based combination therapies globally. Published efficacy data support its use, though emerging artemisinin resistance in Southeast Asia has prompted sustained research into next-generation ACTs. For sub-Saharan Africa, where malaria transmission remains high and resistance to artemether lumefantrine is not yet widespread, this formulation addresses an immediate clinical need. Implications for childhood malaria mortality. Malaria remains the leading cause of death in children under 5 in sub-Saharan Africa, according to WHO child health data. The introduction of an infant-specific artemether lumefantrine formulation could streamline dosing, reduce administration errors, and improve treatment adherence by caregivers. However, pre-qualification alone does not guarantee uptake. National malaria programs must integrate these products into treatment guidelines. Health workers must be trained in their use, and supply chains must be secured. The Rollback Malaria Partnership coordinates many of these efforts across endemic countries. WHO pre-qualified an artemether lumefantrine formulation specifically designed for infants and 3 rapid diagnostic tests in April 2026, expanding treatment options in sub-Saharan Africa, where pediatric malaria burden remains highest. Sanjeet Bagchi, reporting for The Lancet Infectious Diseases, April 2026. What this means for patients, caregivers of infants with malaria now have access to a formulation designed for accurate, safe dosing. Faster diagnostic tests enable treatment initiation at community clinics, reducing treatment delays that could lead to severe disease or death. For clinicians, pediatricians and community health workers can use a standardized WHO pre-qualified formulation with simplified dosing guidance. Confidence in diagnostic accuracy reduces the risk of overtreatment and unnecessary antimalarial exposure. For policymakers, national malaria programs can now procure pre-qualified products through UN mechanisms, typically at negotiated prices. Integration of these tools into treatment algorithms could reduce childhood malaria mortality and accelerate progress toward malaria elimination targets. Frequently asked questions: what does WHO pre-qualification mean? WHO pre-qualification is a regulatory assessment that certifies a medicine or diagnostic has met international standards for quality, safety, and efficacy. It does not replace national regulatory approval, but enables procurement by UN agencies and streamlines market access. Pre-qualification is based on dossier review, laboratory testing, and manufacturing site inspections conducted by WHO and partner agencies. Why is an infant-specific artemether lumefantrine formulation important? Infants have different pharmacokinetics and smaller body weights than older children, making accurate dosing with standard formulations difficult and error-prone. A formulation designed for infants enables appropriate drug exposure and reduces the risk of underdosing or overdosing. This is particularly critical in settings where malaria mortality is highest. Will these new products immediately reduce malaria deaths? Pre-qualification is a necessary but not sufficient step. Uptake depends on integration into national treatment guidelines, health worker training, supply chain security, and affordability. Countries must implement these tools as part of comprehensive malaria control strategies that also include vector control, case management, and surveillance. The pre-qualification of these products reflects sustained international commitment to expanding malaria treatment options in sub-Saharan Africa. However, malaria elimination remains a long-term goal requiring parallel investment in health system strengthening, surveillance, and vector control. Continued monitoring of efficacy and safety post-pre-qualification will be essential, particularly as resistance patterns evolve across endemic regions. Global health initiatives will need to coordinate with clinical guidelines updates to ensure these pre-qualified products reach patients who need them most. Source: WHO Pre-qualification Signal Hope for Malaria, Sanjeet Bagchi, The Lancet Infectious Diseases, April 2026.